If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Look at verse 1. The Bible says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." Amen. "While the evil days come not." Amen. Now look at verse 13. The old preacher goes on, he says, "And let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." As we look at this tonight, and for just a few minutes, and I want to preach you just a minute or two, if God can get our attention, and just preach on this thought, what's the matter? Amen? What's the matter? As I thought about this and I read this, he said that we need to remember our Creator in our youth, in the days of our youth. He said, in other words, he's speaking to us. He says, from a little lad on up, praise God, we need to remember our Creator. You remember who our Creator is? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, said, in the beginning, amen. He said, that's the start of the thing. He said, in the beginning, who? God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Amen. And I was saying that, praise God, everything in between. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, and when God said it, it was so. When God says it, it's done. When God says it, it's absolute truth. And when God says it, it's going to happen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. So I guess what we're saying today, what's the matter? What's the matter with the world? What's the matter with society? What's the matter with me and you today? Is we don't realize that He can. Because we don't really realize that He is, and we can't realize what He's able to do. But when we get a hold of that, praise God, that He is God. He's in authority. He's in control. He's all powerful. He's almighty. And He has our best interest at heart. Amen. And when we begin to realize that, praise God, we begin to realize that there's something that's far greater than we could ever imagine, ever we could ever hope of in this world. But what's the matter in the world today is we don't realize that because we have no fear of God. The old preacher says, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. He said, fear God. What's the matter with the world today is we have no fear of God. We have young people coming up through the world, praise God, and they have no fear of God. And you know why that is? Because mom and daddy probably don't fear God either. But we ought to have a fear of God. But the way it is, we're living in a world that we don't fear nothing. We think we're superhuman beings. We think we're invincible. As young people, I mean, I've been there. As a young person, I thought, man, ain't nothing touch me. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, you just go out there and you fluff your chest up, praise God, and poke it out there. You say, I've got this. I'm all right. But I won't say, praise God tonight. God's got us all. Amen. Amen. He is the great I am, praise God. And we ought to have a fear of God. But we're living in a day and hour that you can see it on people's hats and on people's shirts. You know what they say? It says, no fear. Amen. Have you seen it? And they believe that. Absolutely. They believe it. They said, no fear. I mean, they don't have no fear of God. And when we forget the fear of God, praise God, we're putting ourselves in a bad situation. Amen. We need to have a fear of God. But you see it on caps. You see it on shirts. I mean, all the way across your chest, across your back. No fear. On vehicles, bumper stickers, no fear. Amen. But we ought to say, we ought to put, as we ought to get something made up that says, we fear God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Ought to get some shirts, praise God, that says, I fear God. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord, because we ought to fear God. Isaiah said in Isaiah 50 and 10, he said, who is among you that feareth the Lord? I got to think about it. If we ask that question today, say, hey, you can go down on the street and say, do you fear God? And I bet you two-thirds of the people, or maybe seven-eighths of the people that you talk to, wouldn't even know what you're talking about. And I'm afraid in the church, in the modern era, in our fundamental, independent, Bible-believing churches, we don't know what the fear of God is. So if we don't fear Him, if we don't acknowledge Him, if we don't know who He is, how can we know to ask Him and realize that we need Him to help us? Amen? What's the matter with America? Praise God, we forgot to fear God. And Isaiah said, who is there out there that fears God? Now you say, what does it mean to fear God? It means to have a reverence to God. To reverence, to revere Him, to lift Him up, to realize, praise God, that He is. Amen. Ain't that what He told Moses? Amen. And Moses said, well, Lord, you want me to go down there? He said, I'm not fit to go. He said, well, praise God. He said, I'll send Aaron with you. Just go. And he said, well, Lord, let me just say one more thing. He said, when I get down there, who am I going to tell them sent me? What'd God tell him? He said, just tell them I am, praise God. Hey, he said, boy, if I could run, I'd take me a spell. Hey, glory be to God. He said, I am sent you, praise God. Why? Because He is. Amen. Amen. Bless you. What a God we say. He is the great I am. Amen. He is I am. What's I am? It's everything, praise God. To everybody, it's all that we need. He's our all in all. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. Glory be to God. We ought to be the shouting as people. We've got I am on our side. Bless His name. Who's among you that feareth the Lord? Who reverences God? Say, well, what does it mean? Who shows Him respect? You know why we can't respect mom and daddy? Why we can't respect each other? Why we can't respect the children of God? Because we don't respect God. Amen. We'll run around and we try to act like we're talking about Him. And we'll say He's the man upstairs. Huh? That's just about as irreverent as you could be. He's not the man upstairs. He's the great I am. He's God Almighty, praise God. He's the God of the universe. He's God supreme. He's God in authority. He's God in power. He's Almighty God. Amen. How do you know? Because He's my God. Amen. And if He wasn't all those things, He wouldn't be big enough to be mine. Amen. But because He is all those things, praise God, I give Him reverence and I give Him all the respect due my God. Praise His holy. What a God we serve. Amen. Well able to minister for me and you. Amen. You say, what's happening? What's the matter with America? We've lost the sense of holiness. The holiness of God. We've forgotten who He is. We've forgotten what His Word says. It's just like this book of Ecclesiastes we preach out of. We don't go into these hard books and preach out of them because we don't want people to get upset with us. Because you know what? You know what we're doing if we're not, you know what we are if we do that? We're just hirelings. Amen. And not true shepherds. Because a true shepherd will tell you, praise God, there's a great big God of glory, and when you seek Him, you'll find Him, and He'll help you out. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. He'll take you to places you never thought you could go. Glory be to God. And He'll get there in you. And glory to God, you'll be shouting the victory. Amen. He's not a thing in here that hurts me. Amen. I've read all through this book several times, and there's not a thing in there hurt me. Now, there's some things that prick me at my heart. So, preacher, yeah, it kind of steps on my toes. Praise God, they ain't a word in here that's aiming at your toes. Amen. Do you hear what I said? There's not a thing in here that's aiming at your toes. It's aiming at your heart, praise God. And when it gets in your heart, it'll move your feet. Amen. It'll change your mind. It'll change your attitude when we realize the great I am. When we have a sense of who He is. His holiness. Praise God. You remember Isaiah over in Isaiah chapter 6? Isaiah chapter 6 and in verse 1 he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Amen. He saw God in His glory. Oh me. If we could ever see God in His glory, if we could ever see Him as who He is, amen, not some old gray-headed thing sitting on a stump, but praise God, I'm talking about the God enthroned in His glory. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah looked up, praise God, he said, the year King Uzziah died, you know what was wrong with Isaiah? He had his eyes too much on the world. Amen. He'd been looking to a king, been looking to a palace, been looking to a worldly hope. But praise God, when his worldly hope passed away, he looked up and he saw God Almighty, saw the Lord. Amen. Saw him sitting on the throne lifted up on high. Something pricked his heart. He saw those seraphims flying about him with six wings. Six wings of flying around, and they were crying in verse 6, one to another, "Holy, holy, holy." Amen. Glory be God. Is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. You realize what we're living in today? We're living in the glory of God. Amen. Amen. How do you know, preacher? Because He said the whole earth is full of His glory. Why? Because we told you, didn't it? He created it all. Why did He create it? The same reason He created me and you is for His glory. Amen. Hey, listen, you're not just here by coincidence. You're not just here by accident tonight. You're not here. You're not a mistake. You're not a mishap. God put you here for His glory. Amen. That His light would shine on you and you could see it. And you could look up and recognize where the light come from. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, listen, when you realize that, I tell you what, you get out and get lost in the woods. Any of you ever been lost in the woods? My brother used to take me down South Carolina coon hunting. And again, we'd take them old dogs and we'd get them out there and we'd chunk them loose and they'd take off. A few minutes, they'd strike an old coon boy and off they'd go. You know, we didn't have no tracking collars back then, praise God. We were the trackers. Praise God, if they got out of here and you was out of luck. And boy, we'd just hoof it down through there. And the thing about South Carolina, they've got little ponds everywhere. I mean, everywhere you look, they got them little farm ponds. And say, here, if you get your bearings, you say you let out the truck here and right down the road here a little way, there's a pond. And you can get your bearings on that pond. But down there, everywhere you look's a pond. Praise God, you get down there a little ways, you get focused on them dogs, you ain't paying much attention on nothing there. You're here, go get her, Blue! Sick of bay! Amen. And they're chasing that old coon, praise God, you're going through it just as hard as you can go, sweat a running off of you, carrying everything you own. Amen. And then, get down there and old dog trees or it loses the trail and you gather up the old dog, shoot the coon out or whatever you do and you start looking around wondering which way it is the truck. Amen. And you stagger around there and you find a pond. You say, well, here's a pond. It's probably just right over there. And after you go around and around about three or four times, you realize you've done circle the same pond about three times and you still don't know where you're at. And then all of a sudden you get down there and those wood, I mean black, dark, black as soot. Praise God, all you got is a little old, we just had a little old flashlight back. We didn't have these big old headlamps and stuff like they got now. We didn't have a whole lot, praise God. We just had them little handheld, them little 2D batteries in them. And them didn't last too long. After a couple hours of wandering around in the woods, praise God, it began to get dark and everything began to get dim. Amen. It seemed like the darkness wasn't approaching. The darkness was getting bigger and the light was getting littler. But praise God, after you stagger around a little while and you got over there and you got a glimpse of a light. They have an old farmhouse or an old barn, praise God, and you remember, glory to God, that you seen it when you come in. And boy, I tell you what, there's nothing like that light's a shining, praise God. Boy, your heart just bubbles up, your soul rejoices. Praise God, I'm saved. Yeah. Amen. You're just about on the point to say, think this is it, I'm going to die in South Carolina. But praise God, about that time God moves in, Lord God, He moves you around. Amen, that's what God does for us, glory to be God. When the devil gets us down, when he beats us up, amen, when he tries to stomp us out, glory be to God, the light will shine. Amen. He'll give us a way out. Amen. He'll light a light for us and show the direction we need to go. Oh, Isaiah was in darkness. He was in a dark time, but praise God, he saw the light when he saw the Lord high and lifted up. You know what he says? I like what he says. He says, first thing he says, three words. And then said, woe is me. Amen. He said, woe is me. He said, oh God. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips and I'm living among folks of unclean lips. Amen. He said, woe is me. He said, my God's an almighty God and I'm hardly anything. Praise God. He was saying, you know what? He said, God's big and I'm little, but thank God because He can take care of me. Amen. Bless His holy name. See how Isaiah, praise God, says, woe is me. Praise the Lord. We see old John in the book of Revelation. Amen. Why? Because he had a reverent fear. He realized who God was. See, John, book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. The Bible said he saw the God in His glory and said He fell down at His feet as a dead man. Amen. If we truly recognize and realize who God is, it'll humble us down a whole lot. It'll help us to remember, praise God, that we ain't nothing and He's everything. You say, well, preacher, I ain't going to call myself nothing because I'm a child of God. Sure, you're a child of God. If you've been born again, you're a child of God. But compared to God, we're nothing. Amen. But when we got Him on our side, praise God, we have everything. Amen. He makes provision for us. Bless His holy name. So we can see it. Isaiah said, woe is me. John, he saw the Lord and he fell down as a dead man before His feet. Praise God. He said that fear of God came upon him. Now I won't say that fear of God, it's not a constant fright. Amen. It ain't like being afraid of the boogeyman. Amen. Hey, it's not that kind of scared. It's not that kind of fright, praise God. It's that fright, praise. If we're going to go that route, praise God, it's a fright like that, then it's just, we're thinking, well, if I do something wrong, or I say something wrong, then God's going to come down, He's going to discipline me. You know, He's going to smack me down. He's going to beat up on me. He's going to ridicule me. He's going to pay. I won't say that ain't our God. God never has any intention to do that. Now, He will discipline. He'll show you where you're wrong. He'll chastise you, praise God, to get you to make it right. But God will not put His thumb on you. He'll not put more pressure than you can bear. But with it, He'll make a way of escape. And that way of escape is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He makes that way of escape and we trust Him. So it's not about what we do, how we do it. It's not about something we say. It's not about that strong discipline from that strong, God's strong hand in His people. God don't do that. God never done that to the nation of Israel till they totally deserted Him or till they begin to raise up idols. Amen. And then he just opened up the ground, just swallowed them up. Amen. He did. That's what He did with Corey, praise God. He just opened up the ground, praise God. Those idolaters, praise God. He just opened the ground up and just swallowed up about 7,000 of them. Amen. Closed it back up. He said, all right, let's do business. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He's not going to strong hand us. That's not what God intends to do. So what we're saying is it's not God putting His hands on us that we ought to be afraid of. Amen. It's not God laying hands and beating us and hurting us and crushing us and making us feel bad. That's not what He desires to do. It's about God not putting His hands on us, praise God, but taking His hand off of us. What ought to break our heart, praise God? What ought to make us fear God as He take away that hand, take away that touch on your life, take away that tug on your heart? That's what ought to scare us to death. That ought to put a reverent fear, a respectful fear in our hearts. Amen. Realizing that God's hand upon us, praise God, is that stay in the storm, praise the Lord. God's hand upon us is like that rudder on a ship. God's runner is like that sail, praise God, on a sailboat. Amen. It gives you direction. It points you in the way that you need to go. And the worst thing that we have is for God to remove His hand from us. Amen. Because if He removes your hand from us, praise God, the blessings will quit flowing. Amen. The worst thing about not fearing God, about God removing His hand, is the blessings will quit. They'll dry up. The anointing will go away. Amen. You know that unction of the Holy Ghost, praise God, that just pulls up beside you, praise God, when you're in despair and you're going down the road in the car and you don't know what to do next, and it looks like the Holy Ghost just scoots over and gets you, puts His arm around you and said, I love you, it'll be all right. Amen. That's what we have to worry about. That's the fear in my life. And God will take away His blessing. God will take away His anointing. And I wouldn't be able to feel Him no more. That ought to drive us to fear, praise God. So please, God, don't leave me. Don't forsake me. That's what David did. He prayed, God, please, don't take Your Spirit from me. Bless His holy name. And he didn't. God just continued to bless him and to help him. Amen. So what are you saying? I'm saying the fear of God, it speaks to our consciousness. It awakens our consciousness to help us to realize, praise God, how great Thou art. So when we sing it, praise God, we are not just giving Him lip service, but we're giving Him heart service. Amen. We're singing for praise. How great He is. Because we believe it. Amen. Because that He is God. Because He takes us. He is that rudder. He is that sail. He's the one that guides us. He is what gives us our lifestyle. Amen. There's a lot of folks today say, well, preacher, you know, we just got this lifestyle. Yeah, and it's most of it's rotten as the devil. But praise God, when God Almighty, we come here with a reverent fear and we respect Him. Praise God, with a respectful fear. Praise God, He guides us, amen, and He leads us and He shows us the way. Glory be to God. And He changes our lifestyle. You know what the sodomite lifestyle is? That's a lifestyle that needs to be changed. Amen. Ever come into a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fear of God, their lifestyle will change. People say, well, preacher, they can be a sodomite and still be saved. No, you can't. Amen. Because your lifestyle's wrong. Amen. You're not living according to your... You know that's a sin that God hates. You realize He hates that sin more than any other sin. Amen. Because it's dealing with creation. It's dealing with His design of humanity, praise God, to procreate and repopulate the earth and populate the earth, praise God. And they're defiling, they're standing out, and they're speaking against God. And those that say, well, God made me this way. No, He didn't. God made you and you were born in sin, praise God, and you've let sin take you farther than you need to go. Amen. You've allowed your flesh to lead you in the way of unrighteousness. Amen. But God, praise God, He'll speak to our conscience, He'll change our lifestyle, praise God. And when He changes our lifestyle, our walk will follow. Amen. You can't go to places you used to go. Why? Because God's there and you're with you and you don't feel comfortable. Amen. You get to going to places, doing things, saying things you oughtn't to say, praise God. And the Holy Ghost, God touches your conscience. It shows you your lifestyle, shows you where you need to be, and He turns you around. And He does it in a loving way. And when we fear Him, I mean, what's the matter with us today is we don't fear God and we don't hear Him when He's trying to turn us around. We just keep going on in old pernicious ways, praise God, and say, well, it'll get better after a while. No, you know when it'll get better? It's when we turn around, we get back to God. And the thing about Him, oh, He'll meet us halfway with His arms wide open. Glory be to God. When you say, Lord, Father, forgive me. Like that old prodigal said, Father, forgive me. I've sinned against God and against You. Amen. That father just embraced Him in them big old loving arms. Amen. Drew Him to Him, kissed Him, put a ring on His finger, shoes on His feet, praise God. That's what the Father do for us, and we quit being such a rebellious people. When we learn to fear God, what's wrong with America? What's wrong with me and you? What's wrong with our churches and our home and our families and our dwelling places? Is we have no fear of God. Amen. We need to learn to fear God because He is the great I Am. He's that heavenly force. Amen. The old preacher says the conclusion of the whole matter is fear God and keep His commandments. He said, do what God says. Amen. When we fear God, we have a reverent and a respectful fear of God, then we'll do what He says. Because we're afraid of losing that blessing. We're afraid of losing that anointing, that touch of God on us. And boy, I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing what I feel right now. Glory be to God. It's something special. It's a bubbling over in my toenails. Amen. Glory be to God. God's special. Glory to God. He's in my heart. I love Him. I can't help but magnify His name, thanking for all He does. But he said the conclusion of the whole matter. What's the matter? He said we ain't fearing God like we should. And we're definitely not keeping His commandments. Amen. He said we need to love our neighbor as ourselves. How many of us love our neighbor as ourselves? And yet if we don't love our neighbor, we fight like Hatfields and McCoys. Well, he comes over on me 2 inches. I'll give him what for. You better hang on to it because you ain't got much of it. Amen. We ain't got a whole lot to give out. Better hang on to what we got and get help from the Lord. Amen. But He'll help you, praise God. We got the fear of God in your heart to help you love your neighbor. I mean, help you love your family. Help you love the church family, praise God. Help you come together in one mind and one accord. It'd be like the day of Pentecost, glory be to God, and we'll break out shouting and forget about all the junk. Amen. Reverent fear. That's what reverent fear of God. That's what's the matter with us, praise God. We don't fear God enough. We need to get back to the place of fearing God. Because listen, He is God. And the old preacher says, you know, he said we need to fear God. The whole conclusion, the whole matter, praise God, is we need to fear God and keep His man. He said this is the whole duty of man. He said, this is what's required of me and you. That we love God, love each other, praise God. We fear God and love each other, praise God. That we fear God and love the church, praise God. That we fear God and love our families, glory be God. That we fear God and love America. Amen. I like America myself. The land of the free, glory be to God. Liberty for justice and all, praise glory be to God. That's the best place in the world. Amen. To be. And boy, when we realize that, glory to God, we see what the old preacher was telling us. But he said the conclusion of the whole thing is we need to fear God and keep His command because this is the duty. This is what's required of me and you. And he said, he goes on, verse 14, he said, God shall bring every work into judgment. He said the conclusion of this thing is that they come in a judgment day. Remember we told you about that this morning? Everybody's going to stand at the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ to give account of our life if you've been born again. I hope you have, because not you're going to stand at the great white throne judgment. He's going to judge you anyway. He's going to see whether that you've done good, that you've done bad. And praise God, going to let you realize that you're lost without God. You've rejected the Lamb of God, and He's going to cast you in the lake of fire. You know what would be the worst thing that could ever happen, Brother Bill? As somebody that don't fear God, don't have a reverent fear of God, a reverent respect to God, they grow up their whole life, and they reject the Lord Jesus Christ, and they die and go to hell. I want to say, the reason we don't fear God is because we don't believe there's a real, literal burning hell. We don't believe there's an awful, awful place where your worm dieth not. Amen. Where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Where there's darkness, black as night, praise God. Where the fire's hot, hotter than we've ever seen here on this world. And it burns and it scorches and you're never consumed. We don't believe that. If we did, we'd have a fear of God. Amen. Because I read your hearing this morning that every one of us belong to God. And He's going to either take us to heaven to be with Him, or God rejects us, He's going to send them to hell. Amen. But the worst thing about that is there's going to be a judgment day at the great white throne, glory to God. He's going to take all those out of hell, glory to God. They're going to be judged out of the book and another book. Amen. That's got all of our deeds in it, and they're recorded accurately. And He's got the book of life where a place was for your name. And if your name's not written in the book of life, your deeds will not cover you. And He'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. And He'll cast you into the lake of fire. Amen. I tell you what, when we fear God and love Him, and we're looking for His appearing, praise God, we'll see Him as He is. Amen. We'll give an account for ourselves. Praise God, one day we'll all stand and give an account. In Amos chapter 4, verse 12, He said, prepare to meet thy God. That what we're doing, we're a work in progress. God's getting us ready to meet Him. Amen. But what terms are we going to meet Him on? That's what makes the difference. As for me, praise God, I'm going to fear God. Amen. I'm going to fear Him. I'm going to have a reverence for Him. I'm going to have a respect for Him. I'm going to realize that He is the great I Am. He's the God of glory, the King of glory, the Lord of lords. He's my Heavenly Father and my good Shepherd. He's my Savior. He's the light of my life. He's the glory of my soul. He's all in all wonderful to me. Amen. And one day in a little while, praise God, I'm going to step out of this flesh and I'm going to go be with Him. Why? Because I've got a fear for Him. I'm going to keep His commandments. And I'm going to love Him, praise God, as He loves on me. And one day together, that love's going to be brought together. Amen. It's going to be consummated, Lord. Glory be to God in heaven. And boy, what a time we'll have. The church is the bride of Christ. Glory be to God. And one day in a little while, He's making the bride ready. Amen. He's making a bride ready. And all those that fear Him and are looking for His coming, glory be to God, He's going to step out Trout and Shum. He's going to say, come on up, youngins. Glory be to God. He said, come on home. He said, it's time. Amen. Glory be to God. And He's just, hey, it's just a matter of time. The clock's a ticking. It started ticking. It started swinging again back in 1947 when Israel became a nation again. That time clock, glory be to God, that time clock started ticking. Somebody said the other day, I was watching news, and you know, I guess you heard old Kerry. He got up there and gave his big statement about how wrong Israel was and how right the UN was. And how we couldn't back them because Israel was being so mean to them people over there, because they wasn't allowing the Palestinians to become a nation, become a state. They need to be. Did you realize that? Let me just, no news flash. Did you realize Palestinians weren't even the Palestinians till 1962? Amen. We're not talking about the Philistines. We're talking about Palestinians. They never even came into existence in 1962. But they think they should have all that land that God has granted to Israel. But amen, I want to say this time, Benjamin Netanyahu, he said, you know what? He said, we ain't giving no more. He said, we give all. He said, God said we need to hold on to what we got. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I've been praying God to get a hold of old John Kerry and shake him to the soles of his feet rocking. Amen. Get a hold of our president that's there now and just shake him. Glory be God, help him realize that if he ain't very careful, he's going to put the, if he don't learn to fear God, he's going to put America under a curse that we'll never get out of. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we ain't got nothing to do with it. Yeah, he's our elected official. Amen. And what he does, we're responsible for. Amen. The same way as what we do, he's responsible for. We're responsible together. But praise God, I believe that there's enough people that fear God. Hey man, I told Teresa, I said, I'm gonna ring the phones of some preachers, friends of mine tomorrow, and I'm gonna see if we can get up some petitions, get up some drafts, get whatever we gotta do that we can put on Carrie's death so he can see there's still some people that fear God, there's still some people that love God, there's still some people that stand for that little nation of Israel. Hey man, glory be to God. And we're gonna stand, haven't done all stand. Praise be to God, so that when we stand before God, we can stand there with a reverent fear and a respect and say, God, I did all I could for your glory. Amen. So he can look on us one day, Brother Rex, and say, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. Glory be God, into the glory of the Lord. Boy, what a day that'll be. The old preacher said, you know what? If we can get this reverent fear, he said, what's the matter? He said, we've lost our reverent fear of God. We need to get that back. We need to realize that He is the great I Am. He's the God of glory. He is an almighty God. He's the creator of everything we have. You see, we've got to the point in America, we're so blessed. But what if God takes His hand off of us and withdraws those blessings? That quick, that we can begin to go, phew. Amen. He rose us up as the greatest nation in the world because we fell in line and we began to back that little nation of Israel. But I'm telling you, if we turn our back on that little nation of Israel, it hurts my heart to think about it. Because see, I'm hoping that during tribulation, when that great flood begins to flow out and that Israel's carried out, I believe it's Revelation 14, when Israel's carried out of there on the wings of an eagle. I'm hoping that's the United States of America, praise God, that'll be there. Amen. The remnant that's left will be able to scoop them up and deliver them out of that awful mess. Amen. That's the only hope we have. But praise God, when we have a reverent fear, we need to fear God, youngins. We need to learn to fear God again because He is an almighty God and He loves us, He cares for us, and He wants to help us. But till we learn to respect Him, amen, till we learn to respect Him, we'll not get nowhere with God. But when we learn to respect Him, we'll have respect in our home, we'll have a respect in schools, we'll have a respect in churches, and we'll have a respect in the government. Amen. Everything, every essence of everything we have, everything we know, everything we do, praise God, will be covered when we learn to fear God again. Amen.